Hi, Lori.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I texted Deputy Mayor Schilling a little bit, and so I'll kick off the meeting and sort of metaphorically hand over the gavel.
Oh, yeah, that's true, because they may not know that it's switched. I mean, I said it in the agenda, but people may not have caught it. So that sounds good.
And we should also have some time for like staff introductions too.
Yes.
Maybe after we do like a roll call or something.
Yep.
Okay.
And let's see here. So what I'm gonna, let's see. See if I can. There we go. Attendees. Do you want me to move Dave Kaplan to panelist?
Sure.
Yeah, he's
He
always.
usually has, input. And
He does. He always has good stuff. Are you at City Hall? Is that the council chambers in the background?
nope, that's just our new background of
Oh.
the. I do recognize it as it does look like that behind the dais, I
Yeah,
think.
I thought maybe you popped into City Hall or something. That's kind of cool.
No, not since our last meeting, which I think what the deputy mayor showing say? He's like, we've met four times total.
Ah.
We're in like year three. Hey,
Hi,
Dave.
hi, Dave.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
We just put you right as panelist, right in with everybody. So thank
Sure.
you
Nothing like being in
Exactly.
the deep end. Yeah, you're
Put
used
you in
to
the
it
hot
by
seat once in a while. Yep.
now. Yeah, that's okay. Is this nice weather supposed to last? I have not even looked at to see whether it's been incredibly beautiful lately, so.
I'm scared to look, so I haven't looked at all. Yeah.
Only rain we've
I,
got
you
is
know,
footage.
I'm
I'm
lucky
sorry.
to notice it is nice outside sometimes. I'm just so stuck at my desk.
Yeah, I have a son at Wazoo who, wants to come home for the 3-day weekend, but he did say he saw snow in the forecast on the pass on like Saturday, so he's not sure if he's coming home or not. So I don't know if that means rain elsewhere, but yeah, that darn pass wreaks havoc on a lot of stuff for that.
A lot of snow this year, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, they even
This
had, I think,
morning.
was it after winter break? They delayed, Wazoo delayed school like 2 days because the path, with all the snow, the pass was like closed for days. And so they delayed school, the starting date, 2 more days to give all the kids time, which was kind of good. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Okay, I'm gonna jump on with my phone, Lori, just to switch my background because I don't think I can. I haven't been able to load the new background when I'm off soon. So,
Oh, right.
it sounds like the two of you ski once in a while when you can.
I used to ski, and then this past, since the pandemic, I have not really skied, but my whole family is all big skiers.
I've only been a couple times and I did cross country on Mount St. Helens the year before it blew up.
Oh, wow.
And then
Wow.
I've been
Goodness.
downhill. I've been downhill a few times. It's okay. I don't know. It's it's a lot of good exercise and you're out in the nice clean air and everything else, but it's also, I'd rather be warm than cold. Right.
Well, and it's becoming really, really expensive, you know, like, you know, 10 years ago, I could get, you know, we go to Big Sky, Montana a lot for skiing and you could get, you know, for $50, you could get an all day, you know, adult ski pass. It was $200 this year for a day pass, adult day pass. Wow. Cause they do, you know, inflated pricing over the holidays. And so that week of Christmas, it was like $200. It was ridiculous. Uh-oh. Oh, whoops.
No. Well,
look at there's two of you. This is fun. You should keep it for the meeting. Except you're on mute.
Good evening.
Hi, Jeff.
Were you guys talking about skiing there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
More expensive.
It's super expensive. Yeah. Just even the equipment is like crazy. Just to buy like a pair of goggles or something is like, whoa.
Well, they've started selling all these passes.
Yes.
Because they like their cash up front. And they're generating a lot more interest, and a lot of people figure they really ought to use them if they're going to buy them. Trouble is, as things are, there are no new resorts opening, and they've got a little problem with global warming, so there's less snow and fewer skiing days.
Yep.
And that's a great industry.
Yeah. Yeah, you kind of wonder the Snoqualmie Pass that's had trouble with warmer weather. I mean, this year's good, but past years it's kind of been questionable, so kind of be interesting to see how it all plays out down the road.
They're a little lower than they'd like to be.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm a fan of cross country skiing. I won't downhill anymore because I don't want to fall down.
And that's so how I am.
I'm
worried I'm going to break a leg or something. And so I'm more worried about that than enjoying it. So yeah.
Yep. I mean, that's basically what happened the last time I went downhill skiing and Snoqualmie, but that was a long time ago.
All right.
Hi, Karen. Hi, Holly. Hi, Savannah.
Hello.
And I'm trying to.
I like your t-shirt, Karen. Is that a Rat City Roller t-shirt? You're on mute.
It is a Rat City Roller, girl.
I had one of those. I think I had to get rid of it somehow. I think got really old and used.
Yeah, mine is getting pretty old and used too, so.
Okay. So Lori, I'm guessing we have quorum now?
I think so. Let's see. So Garmin, I'm going to make you co-host. And the only reason is if my internet goes down, I need another host. And it's been a little flaky the last week or so. So it's really just if mine dies, you would be able to maintain the meeting. So if you're wondering what's going on, that's what I'm doing.
It has been bad.
Yeah. And at the worst times too. So yeah. Okay, so let's see. So we have, yes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, yes, definitely have a quorum.
Okay. Okay.
And Javier emailed that he kind of got stuck emergency work that he's not able to make the meeting tonight.
Okay, great. Thank you for letting me know. So I'm Sophia Aragon, chair of the committee, and I'll be opening this meeting of the Burien Airport Committee. So Lori, may I ask you to call the roll?
Sure. Council Member Schilling? I think
I see him. Maybe.
I see his name.
I'm here trying to unmute. Thank you.
Okay. All right. And then Mayor Aragon.
Here.
And Council Member Mata. No. Holly.
Present.
And Savannah.
Present.
And then Javier can't make it. Steven.
Here.
And Jeff.
Here.
Karen.
Here.
And City Attorney Newsom.
Here.
All right.
Okay, great. Thanks, Lori. And as everyone knows, and we, the last time we met, I think it was December, if not November. Brian Wilson has moved on and won't be with us. And so I was wondering if we could spend like a minute to have Garmin Newsom introduce himself as our city attorney, as he'll be joining us for at least the next several meetings until we get our new city manager in. So Garmin, do you want to say a couple words about yourself and what you'll be doing at the airport committee?
I'm pretty sure I don't have much of a choice at this at this moment. I've been with the city of Burien for a little less than 2 years. And as you can see, I'm the city attorney. This is my first time attending one of these meetings, though I have been attending the START meetings regularly as initially as the alternate. Now I'm the stand-in for the city attorney, for the city manager, I think that pretty much is it, but there is important news to share, which is we are losing Lori Fleming. So I believe this will be her last meeting, and you may want to send whatever, a cheer or best wishes or something, because I am saying it about me because she's in the legal department, but our team is losing Lori as well as the city of Burien. And you've been with Burien for more than 20 years, right, Lori?
Yeah, it's over 25 years. Yes. Right after the city incorporated in 1993 and I started in 1994. So I've been here since almost the start. Yeah.
Wow. Well, Lori, we certainly appreciate all your work on our committee. And I know that you do a lot more for the city council than this particular area of work. And did you want to share with us what you're going to be doing after?
Yes, I am. I'm not going far. I'm shuffling over to the city of Renton, and I will be their human services coordinator there. So doing, work that I had previously done, and it's much closer to home. And I'll be, managing their human services contracts and their federal CDBG grant program. So it's all, similar to some of the work I used to do here. So I'm pretty excited. And yep, I start at the end of the month.
Wow. Well, congratulations.
And thank you. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Good luck.
Thank you. Yeah.
Lori, you were here before there was airport noise.
I was way before the third runway. I'll tell you that. Yep.
Wow. Okay. Well,
can I ask who will be replacing her? Why in the interim while we find somebody else?
Well, as you know, Lori is irreplaceable. Oh. So there is no one that is going to be able to fill her. I'm going to say her cowboy boots. No one's going to be able to fill her cowboy boots. But we will try to share it between the clerk's office and my paralegal, Nathan Hawthorne. We will do the best we can to not mess things up too much. But we are going to start a hunt very soon to see if we can find someone to at least handle and ask some aspects of what Lori does and has been doing for us for quite some time.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Well, big sigh from me. Well, thanks to you, Lori. I like you, Lori, and I'm glad we know where to find you in case.
Yep. I'm not far. Just a call away. Yep.
Okay. Well, and I also want to announce another transition. So I was elected mayor by the city council. And given that I'm wanting to transition away from the chair of this group, although I want to stay active with the committee because I really feel like this is one of the best committees to be on, especially if you're, quote, a policy geek, as I've told Garmin and Lori many times, because the work that you all do really is in the realm of federal law, state law, local government law. And as we talked about as well, health environment, you know, and aviation is its own nuance. So this is a place where it can get very challenging, but in a very interesting way. So when the three council members who have been on this committee for a while talked about who is the best person to chair the meetings, that naturally went to council member and now deputy mayor, Kevin Schilling. And actually when he's not with city council, he is working with a member of Congress, which I think is a really valuable perspective to bring, given that we need to navigate a number of federal issues when we work together as a committee. So what I'd like to do is metaphorically hand over the gavel to Deputy Mayor Schilling and to take over the meeting.
The gavel is accepted.
Okay.
And just to say to everybody too, I've been working on a lot of airport issues for a number of years. I mean, I went to aviation high school in my school district. So I've been keenly aware of aviation issues for a long time. My dad is a 35-year vet of Boeing. His dad was a 35-year vet of Boeing. I've been around for a very long time and I'm familiar with a lot of the issues. So I'm excited to continue my journey with this committee and with the city. Dave, I don't know, Dave Kaplan, were you working at the Port of Seattle in 2012?
No. I was mayor of Des Moines in 2012.
Oh, okay.
And I was running a state business association at the time.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. Okay, so Mayor Aragon, is this the moment that I do all the pointing and telling people what's coming up?
Yep, time to switch the hats. Yes.
All right, let me get the agenda up here. Okay. Well, actually, I think are you next? Or is it Lori? Hold on, I'm pulling up the packet.
Yeah, we should see the packet. Okay. Did you want to confirm the agenda?
Yes. Let's confirm. Can I have a motion to confirm the agenda?
So moved.
Okay. Thank you. And then seconded. All right. All those in favor.
Aye.
Okay. Agenda is confirmed. Thank you very much. So now we're going to go to roll call. We skipped over roll call, but why don't we? No, we didn't. We did roll call.
Yep.
Can I have a motion to approve the minutes? Or are there any questions of the minutes from our last meeting? I know it was a while ago. Okay. Motion to approve the minutes.
We'll move.
Okay. Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Any opposed? Okay, minutes are passed. So the first business agenda item, potential March 15th Berrien Airport Committee meeting topics. Number one, presentation by Port on ordinance, city codes related to aviation issues, and an update on staff on the environmental impact statement for the Ambon Boulevard Park plans. It doesn't say who is going to be more in depth about that, so I'll just say, does anyone have any questions about that? Or would anyone on the committee like to see certain other topics of interest be brought up in March so that staff can prepare some information? Let's see if others have some thought.
Kevin, I wonder if you could tell us a little about how these topics relate to noise and pollution.
Okay, so.
With regards to air traffic.
Right, right. So let's look at this. So city codes, ordinances related to aviation issues. So right now, this is actually one thing that I proposed, I think, at the last meeting. If you can believe it, there aren't that many cities that have many city-related codes or ordinances that deal directly with aviation impacts. So this is kind of an opportunity for us to be really creative and innovative and think about ways that as a city, we can codify and implement policy or changes or models that can be replicated or that we can work collaboratively with the airport to say, okay, we have a zoned area that is specifically a zoned area for homes and dwelling spaces underneath a runway, right? So if we as a city codify that or create a zoning regulation for an area of the city that says, if you live here, you live under a flight path and buildings need to be built with X, Y, and Z, or the port, we will require the port to have X amount of money for mitigation or whatever's been historically given for that sort of thing. So that's topic number one. Does that make sense for everybody? Or do you think yes, Garmin's hands up.
Thank you. I just want to make sure, I'm just an ex officio member at this point. But I just want to make sure that everyone's aware that Burien does have a code provision. It does have 1512, which is entitled Aircraft Noise Reduction. And that portion of the Burien Municipal Code does address, at least to some degree, some of the concerns that have just been voiced. So for instance, in 1512.020, entitled Purpose, it identifies that the purpose of this chapter is to safeguard life, health, property, and public welfare by establishing minimum requirements regulating the design, construction. Sorry, I think my thing just moved.
I just pulled up the 1512. Oh,
okay.
Sorry.
No worries. So 1512.020 and minimum standards or requirements regulating the design, construction, and or setting on site of buildings for human occupancy in the vicinity of the airport. Not intended to abridge any safety or health requirements required by any other applicable codes or ordinances. And if you kind of go down, you can see that there are to some degree certain design requirements in 1512.070. You have noise reduction areas in the following subsection. And then you have the exterior envelope, and they kind of give some very specific technical levels, I guess, for certain things such as exterior walls, windows, and so forth. So I'm definitely not suggesting anything other than I just wanted to make sure that everyone was aware that Burien actually is one of those few locations that actually does have some language. You may want more, you may want less. I don't know what that is, but I wanted to make sure that everyone realized that.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much for that. And I think that for one of the reasons why I brought this up at the last meeting was that we can spend some time at a meeting digging through these and talking about these as a committee to determine if there's any places where we should enhance or if we should do something differently or present something to council. So that was just the idea there to have at the March meeting. Yes, Mayor Aragon, your hand is up. Mm-hmm.
Well, and to add to Garmin and your comments that this might be an opportunity to look at what other cities might have in their ordinances. And Dave Kaplan may have some knowledge about that. And another presentation we had in the past was the Boulevard Park and Ambon plans. And given that Boulevard Park is reviewing theirs, this is good timing to see if we would like to have any changes to align with that. So it's just really good timing to re-examine where we are on the ordinance that currently exists.
Dave.
Yeah, I was just going to say what I got asked to do was identify, I think originally there was a a misunderstanding on the part of Stan Shepard when the concept of a model ordinance was floated. There are ordinances that some of the cities have adopted regarding noise reduction. And then a number of cities have also designated areas in their zoning code related to aviation development. SeaTac, Burien, Des Moines all have done that. Everett and some others have as well. And I'll be speaking to that. I'll share all of the information that I've collected at your meeting in March. So just a little preview on that. They fall into two categories though. Most deal with noise within the 65 DNL footprint, and you know, as part of the part 150. And then the other, which there is no model ordinance per se, but each city has taken a look at their land use patterns and made determinations as to whether they felt something made more sense to be commercial versus residential in certain areas because of the noise. So anyhow, thank you. I'll share that information at your March meeting. So
great. Thank you. And so is anyone opposed to that being a topic of our March meeting? Okay, great. All thumbs up there. And then is anyone opposed? I'm just monitoring time here and I want to make sure we stay within the hour. Is anyone opposed to the other topic being presented of the environmental impact study? Because I think that's pretty straightforward and necessary. Anyone have any questions on that or any disapproval? I think I'll just ask that. Any disapproval? Because it'll be a topic for next month. Okay. Doesn't look like any disapproval. That's great. Let's move on to the second topic of the evening, an update on START from our city attorney.
If I could have just a moment, I need to clear a little space so I can share some information. Okay, here we go. Screen this document. Okay, so I have to admit, one, I didn't realize when I was assigned this that I would have to make presentations or something or share, but I definitely understand.
Would you like us to have it be a topic for March?
No. It's fun. Okay. So I put some, are you able to see the screen? Probably one of the, there are several things that I'm going to mention to you, but this particular noise study update I thought was very interesting. It's somewhat recent from our meetings. And if you can see it, you can see that, you know, they set forth an agenda, and I'm not going to take you through the scope of work and so forth, but you can see that there are these noise measuring locations that are in red. They started with 6, they ended up with 7, and they took noise measurements for a variety of things, right? So takeoffs, reverse thrusting, engine run-up, and so forth. And they kind of did it. They did it for the different runways to kind of measure and determine what the impacts are of the planes doing the various things that the planes tend to do when they're either preparing to depart or as they're doing repair work or as a plane is arriving. And so I'm just going to kind of show you something that kind of reflects the noise because I thought this was somewhat helpful and very illustrative. So for instance, for this specific runway, the 16L, and you can see that the blue is the lowest level, so to speak, that's being measured at 45. And you see that red is very, very bright and is the loudest. And you can see that pretty much the red stays just on the runway and the blue seems to largely be within the area of the airport. The next one I'm not going to go through each one because I just want to get to where what you might be more interested in. You can see here under 34R how the lower level noise has expanded. And then you can see here for this takeoff roll from runway 16L. And you can see how pronounced the noise is, not only in Burien, but frankly, throughout the entire area surrounding the airport. But you can see that in large part, almost all of Burien seems to be impacted or be able to kind of feel the effects of the noise from the airport. Then you can see likewise the takeoff roll from 16C, again, very intense toward the north part of the airport, but also you can see that it's still somewhat significant in good portions of Burien. You can see at the south end, and you can see again the similar type of impact of noise. And the same is it true for takeoff roll at 34C. And then you can see the reverse thrust is somewhat significant, but nowhere near as significant as the ones that you just had a moment to take a look at. Same is true for 34L. You can see the engine run up, and you can see, again, very intense noise throughout the area around the airport, Burien and beyond. And likewise, secondary north flow area. And again, really intense noise, obviously most pronounced at or near the airport, but it does extend through a good portion of Burien as well. So just kind of, I just wanted for you to see that. You can see that the next steps were to consider mitigation options. And this information was also gonna be provided to the port. So I wanted to share that bit with you because I thought it would be helpful to have a visual aid to kind of see what I think folks are commenting on, what is you know, causing people to be concerned. In addition, I think at a more recent meeting, there was a discussion about SAMP, and there still is no specific date that has been given, but I got the sense that maybe there was a thought that it could happen at some point in the near future, but there definitely was no date given. But there was some information, and I wish that I knew that I had to make the presentation because I would have written it so that I could give it to you. But there is going to be a period before the SAMP is issued where there will be notice to the public that the report is going to be issued. I just don't remember if it was 30 days or 60 days, but it was one of the two in terms of notice in advance of the SAMP actually being issued for review. And then once it is, I believe that it's either 60 or 90 days that we'll have time to actually review it and to comment on it and so forth. So that, obviously, I'm aware that a lot of folks are interested in seeing the SAMP. And so there are these questions, when is it coming? I don't know. I don't believe that they know, or at least they haven't shared that. But what was said was they don't know, but they think that that they're making progress and it may come somewhat in the near future.
Okay. Thank you, Garmin, for that. Does anyone have any questions for Garmin? Like he was saying, this is coming in the near future. And Sophia and I just had a meeting with Congressman Smith yesterday where she brought up the importance of this and city input and ensuring that we're, you know, kept informed. So this isn't going anywhere. This will very much be in front of us. So any questions for Garmin? Okay. So next topic on our agenda is the potential of doing a briefing to council at the March 28th study session. So Sophia, you are on that. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Well, the council hasn't received a briefing on the work of this committee, at least since I've been on it, which has been at least a year and a half, 2 years. And so since the SAMP is imminently coming, I wanted to talk about a presentation, an educational presentation, so that the council has a good background on what the committee's been doing. And then when the SAMP comes, and that will create more conversations at council, they'll still at least have some background information on what this committee has identified as really important. So I just wanted to let you know that's in the works. and that we would love to have some committee members join us, even if it's to be present for Q&A or additional comments. And if anyone would like to work with me on the presentation, some of you have been working really intensely with some of the subcommittees. I would really appreciate working with you and putting that together when it's time. The end of March is a tentative date. And depending on what else is going on, or if we know more about the SAMP, it might be moved a little far out. But I would say that's the earliest that we would present. So would anyone be interested in helping me create a presentation? Okay, Jeff, thank you. All right. Well, and please email me if you would like, you have any questions or would like to contribute to that presentation. And as I said, you are all invited as well to at least be there and add comments when we have the discussion with the council.
Okay, are you good with that, Sophia?
Yep.
All right. All right, this is a bigger one, so we're going to spend some time on this one. Sophia, you're up again for discussing the draft work plan.
Okay, and if I can have the draft work plan up, Lori, that would be really great. And so as we've moved along, we've kind of put our priorities or areas of focus on a grid. And just wanted to bring this up again so that those of you who may have wanted some time to think about where you'd want to put your energies could give us some feedback. So we have the SAMP, of course, that's coming up, and there's a number of people on there, not to say that more people can join, but we have some initial volunteers to help read a document that is expected to be considerably long. I mean, this is something where we'd sort of have to divide and conquer once we're able to view the document and start reviewing. We do also have a consultant that is coordinating Burien with the other five airport cities. So that will also be something that will be part of the process and also a significant support, I'm sure. And then sustainable aviation fuel is another issue, unlike the SAMP, that's more long-term, and we've started some education on that. So we have Deputy Mayor Schilling involved in there as well, and Jeff. Port of Seattle partnerships, something that we'll be working on again consistently over time. And Jeff has signed up for that. And as we determine staffing for this committee, given the transitions among Burien City Council staff, I'm sure those involved in START will also be engaged in that. Noise mitigation efforts is another. Land use and zoning is something we touched on today, and Deputy Mayor Schilling will likely also be engaged in that, and myself as it potentially gets developed and comes to council. And then there's two large areas, the city's climate action plan, just identifying where that overlaps with the work of this council. And that also could be an additional element or framework that we would review the SAMP and its elements. And so it would help us frame comments towards that. And then health mitigation efforts is another thing that is long-term that we want to continue saying as one of a major talking point, and we've talked about that also as an element or a framework in which we will review the SAMP. And I'm also thinking on the 28th, we've had Seattle King County Public Health do a presentation on the health impacts, and that's something I'm also considering on that program in the 28th, because that seemed to be really compelling for this committee as well as when that was presented at START. So that's where we are right now. And I just wanted to keep it in front of us as while people transition, this is a pretty, I think, comprehensive list of things that we can do as the committee moves forward. So if your name's not on here or you feel like you want to sign up for another portion of it, please let us know and we can get you on this list.
Does anyone have any questions or comments about this list? Yeah, Jeff.
Sophia, I wonder if it's not a good idea to let the consultant, who I gather is coordinating and spearheading among the cities, know that there's some people on the committee who are interested, and perhaps he could offer us some ideas or leads as to exactly what we might do when it's time to do it. Because we don't have a lot of information about what's going on, at least I don't. And it would be, rather than have somebody hand me a bunch of pages and say, read it, I'd kind of like to know what the plan is and how we're going to coordinate those efforts.
So are you thinking, Jeff, that he could come fairly soon and share with us whether or not he has some initial thoughts about how to tackle this large document?
Well, I have never had a conversation with him, and I don't really know what process he envisions. I'd certainly like to know that, but I'm not sure the committee is the appropriate place to do it.
Okay. Okay. That's a fair question. It sounds like a daunting thing to do without any expertise to guide us. So, based on that, Deputy Mayor Schilling, I think we could go back and see, and I don't even recall this person's name because we don't really talk about it that much, and see if that's something that makes sense for one of our upcoming meetings, March or April, to see if he has any thoughts about what a strategy would be to tackle this large document that's coming up.
Yeah, I think that makes lots of sense.
Okay.
Might be too late by April.
Okay, so we'll see next month.
I think that makes sense.
Okay.
Other thoughts on the work plan? Or if there's not an issue on there that you'd like to be involved with or anything like that?
So who do we email if we want to be involved in one of the groups?
Me or Sophia.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then we'll forward that on to the appropriate staff, whoever that might be, when we come up to it.
Okay.
All right.
So, Deputy Mayor Schilling,
yeah.
You may want to forward whatever it is to me, and then maybe I could make sure that it gets to the right person or set of people.
Even better. Even better plan. Okay. Any other thoughts on the work plan? Okay. All right. Well, I mean, always feel free to email me or Sophia if you have any. Sophia, once again, hello, federal legislative policies. And as I gave a little preview, we had Sophia and I sat down with Adam Smith. Gosh, was it yesterday? Who knows anymore? What is time? And we had discussed with him a series of issues, but this was one of them. So take it away, Sophia.
Okay, great. Yes, and we were lucky to have an in-depth conversation with Adam Smith, as Deputy Mayor Schilling mentioned. And there was a meeting with other of our congressional delegation that Garmin was also a part of, just talking about a variety of things. But it's good to see that there is a lot of advocacy and activity on the part of Congressman Smith. So a couple of things I wanted to mention, actually three bills that he's working on, given our input, is HR 6050. It's the Aviation Noise and Emissions Mitigation Act. So a couple of things that are being proposed is that there is a noise and air quality monitoring and research grant program. And this is in coordination with the Environmental Protection Agency. And that came out of our concern that there wasn't coordination with the FAA and the health entity at the federal level. So what these grants will do, and it includes local government, so it sounds like a city like Burien can apply, or the Port of Seattle, as well as a research institution, can look at these grants to examine their noise and air quality in their region. And then secondly, there is funding that you can apply for mitigation and support services. And it can be used to repair or upgrade insulation packages. And as this committee heard from the Port of Seattle, that often those who receive insulation packages against noise in the 80s, that some of it's just getting old or technology improves and the homeowners feel that they're failing. So what this legislation will do is allow some funding so that people can replace those insulation packages. And that's in addition to applying for other packages. And we did talk about the insulation package program that is expiring fairly soon in 26. I didn't write this down. And so therefore the important thing is that funding will continue to come that's available so that people, businesses, churches can upgrade their structure and repair as necessary. The other piece we learned is from the Infrastructure and Investment and Jobs Act. So the infrastructure bill for short, they call it. And that actually those funds might also support mitigation. But what we're waiting for is the FAA to determine eligibility for those, for people or organizations that want to apply for those funds. And then another piece that also resulted from input we provided is the Aviation Impacted Communities Act. So that's HR 2351. And the point of this is to give communities affected by aviation noise and exposure more of a voice. So what this does is create community boards to engage with the FAA so they can hear more about concerns and ideas from affected communities. So Deputy Mayor Schilling and I will be going to the National League of Cities Congressional Conference in March. And so this is also part of an effort working with our federal lobbyists to really get to speed up to the issues. Where is this legislation? So these bills, at least 6050, will be in a committee that is overseen by Congressman Larson, who's more north of us. And so we're going to be talking with him to really advocate for moving this legislation forward. So we'll be going March 14th, 15th, and 16th, and we'll report to you the outcome of those discussions. And we're still in the middle of scheduling additional appointments, like Senator Murray is another one that's going to be in the Merck. So I'm really excited that we have that opportunity and share what the committee is doing in partnership with the Port of Seattle and what our concerns are in Burien. So I'll
add on to that really quick because I went to the last in-person National League of Cities, and I was actually there at the time of the emergency shutdown of the nation for COVID. So that was pretty crazy. Wow. Like we were in Capitol Hill. I was literally in the meeting with Congressman Smith when the federal government said they were declaring a national emergency. It was kind of wild. But this is really, really vitally important lobbying work that we'll do at the Congressional Cities Conference. Like we will all as cities and as communities sort of in solidarity be like in their offices and in front of them, telling them what we want and what needs to happen. So we'll have those meetings with Congressman Smith, Congressman Larson, Senator Murray for sure. Maybe Cantwell, I think they're working on that. I know last year or the last time we did Larson, Smith, Jayapal, Murray, and Cantwell. And I think we're going to try to duplicate that again. It would make sense to. And then also that time also, it was not just Burien. It was a bunch of other airport cities that met with the director of the FAA, which was kind of a big deal. So that was... that was a big deal. And I think that was an effort of a lot of cities together. So as Sophia was saying, this is a really important opportunity for us to tell our federal representatives what we're in need of. Any questions about the federal legislative agenda? As Sophia kind of said at the beginning, like this is a airport issues do have a lot of really interesting federal, state, and local interaction. So this is an ever-changing thing too, because Congress doesn't stop with this either. So we can continue working on this all year round. So if you don't have any questions right now, you can certainly, you know, as we've said, email me, email Sophia, and we can work with our federal lobbyist, Mike Doubleday, on some stuff here. Mm-hmm. Okay. Any questions? Oh, I'm looking. Okay. Okay. Well then, let's move on to public comment. Is there any public comment? I see Dave is here. Dave, do you have any comment you'd like to make on behalf of the Port of Seattle tonight?
As a former politician, no comment is the best comment.
That's not been my experience with you, Dave.
good point, Kevin. not this evening though, but thank you.
No. All I meant that in a very good way. You all, the constructive comment for sure, always. Anyone have any public comment for tonight's meeting? I don't know. Is there a link for people who are not panelists, Lori? Or is it just us here?
There is a public link that's, you know, on our website, and it's put on the top of the agenda. So there, you know, the public is always welcome. But just nobody attends.
Oh gosh. I can't believe that.
Once in a while we do, but there's nobody, you know, in the attendee guest.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All good.
So,
This is
Karen, and I have a process question. So, regarding the business plan, or is that the business action plan?
The work plan.
And if we want to sign up for one of the groups, is it a meeting, or is there a lead for the group, or how do we get involved actually in the work of the group?
Is that best to be answered by Lori or by Sophia or by Garmin? I think probably I'm just going to guess and say, if you want to get involved in one of the groups, once they are developed, I think this is probably going to be somewhat of a casual, organic thing that we do together.
So
I don't think there'd be any serious formality to it. You can hop on in and come and work on something, or so nothing super serious. Like,
okay, so there's not like set meetings already.
No, not already. Okay. I think those will be created with the groups that, you know, decide they want to work on those topics.
Great. Thank you.
Yeah. I think that's my read on that. What do you think, Sophia? That sound about right?
Well, I think that when we have the person that will take on Lori's position, we can talk about if we want to pull groups together for a touch base. And then I think the question of a lead is a good idea. And then we could do that when the committees get together. But I also, my sense is too, is some things just will move because they're just more imminent, like the SAMP and this ordinance question. So they just might get together first, seems to make sense to me. But I think the getting staffing support so that we could convene you all and have that structure for you is probably first.
Great, thank you.
Yes, Jeff.
If you're interested in the sustainable aviation fuel, your first stop might be the port's website to read through all their documentation. There's a lot of stuff there. With regards to noise, I have made the big mistake of saying, well, there must be formulas for all this stuff. How do we calculate it? And on Friday, I'm meeting via Zoom, of course, with Stan Shepard and one other gentleman whose name I forgot, who's going to try and walk me through this. And as my punishment for asking, they sent me a link to a whole bunch of stuff on noise, which involves computer programs and 19 different ways to measure it. And a lot of other interesting things. So I'm taking that approach. Anyone who's interested in the noise issue might want to have me send them that link that I got sent by the port. I'll also let you know that I am on the START committee, and what I will be pushing for there are regular updates on the insulation program and on the sustainable aviation fuel. And it might not be a bad idea if the port at some point gave us a little more detail on the insulation program. I know they're doing 14 houses this year and expect to be done not till 2026, and that doesn't include people whose insulation has failed. And I'd be very interested into digging into that a little more and the process they go through to understand if we have some more money, if we'd be able to pick up the pace a little.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I mean, this is all a learning process for me. So the more resources I have, the more I can get involved. Thank you.
There's a lot of good stuff on the port's website.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions? Okay. Well, I'll take an adjournment motion.
I move to adjourn.
Any opposed?
Nope.
All righty.
That never happens.
All righty, we're adjourned.
Thank you,
everybody.
Night, everybody. Thank you.
Good night.
Bye, Lori.